Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Moikatan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, by the top of the page, 2, 4, 7 lines down, next part of the Mishnah. Now, what have we said in the Mishnah? We said that these are the type of people that are Megaleach B'moed. They can go in the Kutter and Chol HaMoed, just to rip through it again. Ha, B'medias goes overseas, or someone who was in captivity, or somebody came out of prison, or someone was excommunicated, or they got out of that Menuda, the Cherem, and also someone who was Nisha L'chachem Hutar, Hatar Sadarim, V'hanazir, and this is what we're up to, V'hanazir Mitzarim, Mitumasal Tarosar, Nazir or Mitzara, who came out of a state of impurity to purity, says the Gemara. Does it mean only when they didn't have time, or even if they did have time? They could have done before the Moed, decided not to go do before the Moed, and him because they could still do it. Amar le Tanina, what do you mean? We have a Braisa. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Mutar Nagalech Moed. All these same people that we said, it's more time to cut their hair in the Moed. Bishalo Hayalam Panai. That's talking about when they didn't have any time to do it before the Moed. If Hayalam Panai, assume if they had a time and they just didn't do it, they were lazy, then it's awesome to do it. Nazir Umitzora. But in the case of a Nazir and a Mitzora, Afal Pi Shahayalam Panai Mutarin. Even if they had time, by the Nazir. If it's all right, they're allowed to. Shalo Yashu Karbonosam, so that they don't delay bringing their karbonos. Because we know, by a Nazir and a Mitzora, will become tar, they have to bring certain karbonos. They can't bring it until after they cut their hair. So if for some reason they didn't do it for the Moed, and then we don't let them do it even on the Moed itself, and it's going to be a serious delay of bringing it. So therefore, in this case, the Chachamim didn't make a kenas, they allowed them to cut their hair on the Moed, so they shouldn't delay it. That is Rashi spells out. Tana Kohen Ve'avel Mutar Megiluah. These other examples, they can get their on Chol HaMoed. A Kohen and an Avel who weren't able to cut their hair before the Moed.
What are we talking about here? An Avel, we know. What's a Kohen talking about? We saw in Daf Yud Dalet, a Kohen is not allowed to cut his hair during the week that his Mishmar is working in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, they are allowed to do it even on Chol HaMoed. Hi, Avel, Ichidami, this Avel that we're talking about over here, what is the case we're discussing? If you want to say it means that the eighth day, his eighth day of the morning fell out on Erev, the Regel, right, so Shloshim, in this case, Shloshim began before the Chag. And the Chag, therefore, cancels Shloshim according to everyone. He can cut his hair right there. As you see, le gluche erev regel, the Thomas Nisan, daf yotes, hakover meso shmona yom, called him a regel, someone who buries his dead 8 days before the regel. Bitl menu gzeres lamid, hisav Shloshim yom. You can go and cut his hair. Holu kfar hischil yom echad min hashloshim. One day the shloshim already existed. Vizeh hol velo gilach erev regel, lo gilach veregel. Next person says, "Let's do it." Erev cannot do it on the regel. Okay. See, Le Mishchal Shemini Shal Erev Regel. He probably le gluchim Erev Regel. He could have done it Erev Regel, and he didn't do that. So therefore, he can't cut it now on the regal. Ella shechal shmini shalol dios b'Shabbos ever regal. Must be that the eighth day of his fell out on Shabbos. Clearly, he can't cut your hair on Shabbos, and that came out ever regal. Rashi says v'havi onus is an onus. The lo matzi legalech shmini erev hareil lachem egrechem hareil. Therefore, he's allowed to go ahead and do it even on the regal itself. Ibayi leila gluchi erev Shabbos, but says the Gemara. That's also not a good solution, because in that case, even the Chacham would say that he should have cut his hair on Friday, which was the seventh day of his mourning. Rashi says, "Shu Shvi'i." Teruv Chisam Ravina Vashila. Halacha Kabashal. The halacha is like Abashal. Rashi says, "Afil lo cover Ella Shiva Yamim called the Meregel Batal Menegzir Shloshim." Even 7 days is going to be a Batal. Modem Chacham and Abashal. The Chacham or Maska. Rashi says, "Afikav the boy Shmoni." Even though you need 8. B'shechal shmini shalol leos b'erev Shabbos regel. If it turns out to be that the 8th of his on Erev Shabbos, which is now he's an onus to do it, then shemot al-gerech b'erev Shabbos, you can do it on Erev Shabbos, which is going to be on the 7th day. Since you could have done it then, therefore we're not going to allow him to chol HaMoed. Says Gemara, lo tzvicha shechal shvi shalol leos b'Shabbos erev regel. Must be the 7th day of his come out on Erev regel, which also happened to be Shabbos, and therefore can't do it on the 8th, right? Can't do it on the 7th, so you can't do it on the 6th. That's too early, so if we can do it on
the regular itself. Tana bara savar la kaba shol. Tana bara. The Tana of the Braisa goes according to Abishol. The Amir Mixam Kukulo says a part of the day is like the entire day. V'yom Shvi'a Ola Lakan Lakan. So the seventh day of mourning counts here and there, both as the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. And therefore, Shloshim began before the holiday, and therefore it cancels out. Let him to cut his hair before. V'kevah the Shabbos Hava Anus, and since it's Shabbos, it was an Anus, and therefore he can do it on Cholamoid. Wow, that's a mouthful. Tana didan savala kirabanan. Our Tana, who wrote our Mishnah, and he didn't put the case of a mourner in there, he holds like the Rabbanan, Damri, lo amidu mixam kakula. We don't say part of the day is like the entire day. Vakatalo shlim avilas to Shiva. Therefore, the morning of the 7 days of Shiva is not over until the end of the seventh day. Therefore, Shloshim was not canceled by the Chag. And so, even if the, because you need to release one day or part of a day, according to those who say kakula, to be existent in order for it to be batal mavutal, once it's you, you get a little bit of the day and it's over. And so, even the holiday, even if it turned out on a weekday, he wouldn't have been able to cut his hair. So, it can't be, we can't say that he was prevented from cutting his hair by Shabbos occurring that day. He therefore can't cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. That would be the other opinion. Period. Now, high kohen ichidami. The kohen. What's the case of the kohen? Ilam the shlim shmarta. If you want to say that the Shabbos on which his mishmar ended, fill out on erev haregel, that the mishmar set served in the Beis Hamikdash would the mishmaros. Would be in the Beis Hamikdash, would switch each other Hashem Ya'azor. They would switch every Shabbos. So we're saying here the first day of the holiday fill out on Sunday. Ilim with the Shlim Mishmarto Erev Regel. That's his own Shabbos. Ibai Lagluch Erev Regel. He should have cut his hair Erev the Regel. Or would we let him do it on the Regel itself? Says the Gemara, right? He should have cut his hair on Friday for Shabbos and for the holiday. We saw earlier, right, Daf Yudal, that even during the week of his Mishmar, a Kohen can cut his hair, right? For what? In honor of Shabbos. So tomorrow, Lo Tzricha de Shlim Mishmar to Regel. Must be, we're talking about the case is, they let him do it on Chol HaMoed, is where the Shabbos on which his Mishmar ended fell in the middle of the holiday. It says Kigon, Dahavi Yom Chamishi, Yom Rishon Shel Regel. The fifth day, let's say Thursday, it turns out to be the first day of the Regel. The Lomatzil Galeach, Dahavi Yom Tov. You can't now do it on Friday because it's Yontif. You can't do it on Shabbos, right? Dahavi Yom Tov Shlim Mishmarta B'Shabbos Hu Yom Shlishi the Regel. So maybe that's the case that we're talking about. Says the Gemara. So what's the difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah? Tana Didan, who does not mention it, so for yields, Kevin de Tanan, since we have a Mishnah in Sukkah. So the Mishnah says, B'shlo Shabbakam Shana Hayu Kol Mishro Shavuos. During 3 times of the year, the Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, all 24 Mishmaros are equal. They're all the same. Be'emuri Aregalum Be'chilik Lechem Apadim, in reference to the Emurim that are brought on the holidays as part of the Karbanos, and splitting up the Lechem Apadim. It's as if his mishmar did not end on the festival, but continued until the close of the festival, the ending of the festival. V'tana brasavar, right? So that's what the first one over here holds. Our Tana says that since it was taught in the Mishnah that these things happen, and it's command alosh lemishmarto beregel dami. As Rashi points out, since the Kohen continues doing his avodah, and he also gets a portion of the karbonos of the holiday, of the Yom Tov, it's as if his mishmar continued to be on duty right through the holiday, and therefore the issur of shaving during one's mishmar remains in force until after the Chag. V'tana b'rasavar, what about the Brisa? So what is his opinion? What does he hold? Rashi says, "Damim mutar l'gerach, you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed." He says, "Afa gav the shaykh b'hanach mishmaros." Although he was shaykh with all the other mishmaros during, in the karbanos,
Mishmarte mi shlimale. Nonetheless, since his own mishmar ended on the holiday, it's mutter for him to go ahead and now to cut his hair. And therefore, it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, it is mentioned in the Braisa. Tanu Rabban on Kol El Shavu Mutar Legalech Moed, all about those that the Chum said that it's mutter for them to cut their hair in Chol HaMoed, Mutar Legalech Me'evlan, they can cut their hair while in mourning also. You hear that? When they say they can cut their Chol HaMoed, they can do it during their mourning. So if someone who was let out of jail during Shiva, or Shloshim, can cut his hair right away. In fact, the Gemara of Tanya Asur, we said it's Asur to cut the hair while they're in the state of mourning. Rav Chisam Rav Shila, Kitanya Acha Mutar, what is the Mutar? Sorry about that little wake-up call over there. When we said that it's Mutar to cut their hair, Kishet Kafu Avalov. So in the case where the mourning, the state of mourning happened one after the next. It was doubled up. What does that mean? While he was still mourning for one of his relatives, another relative died, one of his father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. And as a result of that, it's a long amount of time. And since he didn't have an opportunity to cut his hair before the first Avilus ended, the Chachamim were Mekel allowed him to cut his hair during the second period of mourning. Says the Gemara, Ikishitichfu Avalov, Mayir Kolil Shamu. The Bryce is talking about a case where it was one Avilus after the next, and why did it single out people who the Chachamim said that they can cut their hair in Chol HaMoed? People had no opportunity to cut their hair before the mourning began. Then, in such a case where you have a few in a row, everyone can cut their hair while in mourning. Even people cut their hair before they started mourning. The time was that Rabbi said, Chafu Avalov, Ze Acheze, if someone has mourning going one after the next, Hichbit Sa'aro Mechot Tadar, that his hair became very heavy, he can lighten it with a razor. He also washes his clothing in water. Says Gemara, "Ha'itmar Allah." No, because we said about that. Amar Rav Chista, "Betar v'lo b'masarayim." It's got it with the razor, but not with scissors. You have to make some sort of shino going in there. But mayim v'lo b'nasar v'lo ol. And also, he can wash his clothing in water, but not use any sort of laundering detergent over here. So the first price is telling us that Rav Chista's distinction applies to the case where we have a few morning things happening one after the next. But if, in addition, he didn't have an opportunity to go to his hair to wash his clothing before the first mourning period began, right? Let's say he was in jail or something like that, then after the first mourning period is over, he can even cut his hair with scissors and wash his clothing with detergent. Amar, that would be the difference. Amar of Chistas, Zosomeris, Aval Asa B'techbosas. This Braisa, which is allowing someone to wash his clothing, wash it, if in water, if you have a few mourning things in a row, shows clearly that a regular mourner is not allowed to wash his clothing. What about cutting your nails? Tanu Rabban on Kishim Shem Rasa Legalech Moed. Besides, it's also to cut someone's hair in Chol HaMoed. Kachasa Litol Tzipra Nei Moed. So you can't do your nails either. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Tiz Mutar. You can do the nails. Kishim Shem Rasa Also Legalech Moed. It's also, we said, it's also for a mourner to cut his hair while he's mourning. Kachasa Litol Tzipra Nei Moed. So too, he said, it's also for him to cut his nails during mourning. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Matir. Amr Ula. Halacha Karebi Yehuda be'evel. The halacha is according to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to avelus, that he can cut his nails, and halacha Rabbi Yossi b'moed that he can't cut his nails. Pardon. Yeah, let's flip that. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda be'evel that he can't cut his nails. Halacha Rabbi Yossi b'moed that he can cut his nails. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, beep, turn the page. Yudchas Manav. Halacha Rabbi Yossi b'moed be'evel says halacha Rabbi Yossi in reference to Chol HaMoed and by a mourner that you're allowed to cut your nails in both cases. Amar Shmuel halacha to remake be'evel. Halacha goes according to the more makeable one when it comes to avelus. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great day.